Hello, I'm Joshua Siegel, co-organizer with Ron Magliozzi of Jazz Score. This sequence, from Orson Welles' Touch of Evil, is one of the most well-known and emulated opening shots in cinema. Welles made the film, about crime and corruption along the U.S.-Mexican border, in 1958, hoping it would resuscitate his career after a long exile in Europe. But just as production was successfully wrapping up, Universal studio bosses forced Welles off the project and ordered a dramatic re-edit. After viewing the recut version, Welles wrote a legendarily eloquent 58-page memo to the Universal executives, expressing his vision for how the film should look and sound. The memo was ignored. But in 1998, Universal resurrected Welles' letter and the film, releasing a version of Touch of Evil reconstructed as much as possible in accordance with Welles' original design. The most significant change was to this opening sequence. Gone are the title credits that once obscured this exquisitely choreographed shot, as cinematographer Russell Meddy's crane follows newlyweds Charlton Heston and Janet Leigh along the pulsating, garishly lit streets of the border town until a car explosion suddenly brings evil and corruption into their lives. Henry Mancini's jazz music, brilliantly used elsewhere in the film as a source cue, now gives way to a disorienting cacophony of people's voices, Latin brass, Afro-Cuban percussion, cabaret, honky-tonk, and rock music, drifting from the nightclubs, automobiles, storefronts, and hotels. The result is, in Welles' inspiring words, a tour de force in the rather sadly neglected dimension of the soundtrack.